بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما ورزقنا فهما، آمين يا رب العالمين. We inshallah will complete the Quran in 2 days. We will be finishing the Quran today in the Tarawih section inshallah. In Surah Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation by feeding the poor, but rather push away the orphans harshly, and do not serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either by being neglectful of their prayers or hypocrites. They only do things to be seen by other people. In Surah Kawthar, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given a fountain which will quench the spiritual thirst of millions. Therefore, pray to Allah and sacrifice. Those who hate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's men will destroy themselves by their doings. In Surah Kafirun, the men of faith, men of Iman, people of Iman will hold onto their Iman. The rejectors will hold onto their wrong beliefs. Tell them to follow their way and leave us alone. We will follow our way too. In Surah Nasr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives help and victory. We should praise Allah and ask for forgiveness and do not become from the prideful ones. In Surah Lahab, those who try to inflict physical pain on the believers will fail in their attempts. They will suffer the pain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. This is especially true of Islam's enemy, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Abu Lahab, and his wife. And the next surah, Surah Ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and only. He is everlasting and free from all needs. He has no father, mother, no children, because he is a unique being. There is none like him. And Surah Falaq, the surah gives us the remedy for all superstitions and fears by teaching us to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from every kind of evil arising from our outer nature and from dark and evil plotting and envy on the part of others. The last surah of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than man as our true protector is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It warns us especially against the secret whispers of the evil within our own hearts and from the evil whispers of Shaitan.